And it's now time for your daily Fortis News break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Senate confirmed Todd Blanche as Attorney General early Saturday, 50 to 49 days after a private call with Christian leaders leaked online. On that call, he said the Justice Department is working with federal health agencies to make the Dobbs ruling that overturned Roe permanent in every state and promised victory soon. His target, he says, is mail-order abortion pills, which is the entire ballgame since pro-life states can't enforce their laws while pills keep showing up from states that shield the senders. The department has since called those remarks mischaracterized, and the simplest fix still sits right there in front of everyone, and that's that the FDA once made women pick these pills up in person, until that rule vanished under the cover of COVID. While Washington argues over what gets mailed into pro-life states, Michigan just lost a fight over what can be said inside of one. The state agreed to a permanent court order against its own 2023 so-called conversion therapy ban, which threatened counselors with $250,000 fine and the loss of their license for helping a struggling teenager accept his own body, plus $750,000 in legal fees. It follows March's 8-1 Supreme Court ruling on a nearly identical Colorado law where a justice wrote that the First Amendment blocks any government enforcing orthodoxy in thought or speech. The winning attorney called it a win for children, counselors, and common sense. And Michigan's problem was a government policing which words are allowed. And the problem in Iran is that no one knows whose words they're hearing. The outlet Iran International reports that Iran's president was driven to a secret address in Tehran, put in a blacked-out car, and introduced to a man said to be the supreme leader. It was too dark to see him, and minutes later, he was sent home, wondering aloud to his staff whether he'd met the leader or just a voice. Tehran hasn't commented, and none of it has been confirmed, but this much is confirmed, and that's that the new leader hasn't been since American and Israeli strikes killed his father in February. He skipped the funeral and currently rules by written statement. And in a Minnesota town, actually named Wyoming, police found a plastic strip staked into a man's grass, about 40 screws, 3 inches long, pointing straight up, right across the shortcut children had been using to reach the park next door. He told officers he'd yelled at them hundreds of times and that they continued to ride through out of spite, that he only meant to scare them, and that he was frustrated it wasn't working. He faces up to 180 days in jail. A fence would have cost this man a whole lot less, but there is a silver lining. See, I look at the positive in every story. Notice in 2026, there was a pack of kids actually outside on bikes headed to a park. Things are looking up. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.